I have books. I have lots and lots of books. And books have filled my life. In fact, if you look over here, I've got a bookshelf. There's another one over there, and there's an even bigger one in the back bedroom. I love books. And from an early age, I've had this insatiable appetite for reading. The earliest books I remember was about some World War One aircraft guy called Biggles. Some of you may remember Biggles and Tally Ho and all that sort of stuff. And then I transitioned on to larger classic doorstops like The Lord of the Rings, which is like enormously thick, or The Count of Monte Cristo or Les Miserables. And these are great books, classic books, books that have actually really quite shaped our world. And I would suggest that if you really want to get swept into the story, forget watching Les Mis on the movies or the play. All right, just if you really want to get in deep into the beauty of words, then you need to read the book, or deep dive into the audio version just for the richness of the language. And look, some of it is written in a way that we wouldn't write today. Some of it can be quite like walking through porridge, but there is something about audio, something about listening. And good audio orators, you know, people who have trained to learn how to say words and to linger long on some words and to rush over others, they can actually take your brain into places with kind of an imaginative magic. And oh, yes, there is music. Yeah. Can music be read? Of course, you can read music, but music was never designed to be read. It was there to be heard and absorbed deep into your heart and soul, like a sound wave just gently smashing into a shoreline. I think of the Genesis story, Genesis 1, and about creation, and that the whole of this universe and the world was actually sung into existence. And Genesis 1 is more poetry, a song, a lifting up of audio to the creator. And I always keep on talking about C.S. Lewis. I'm reading quite a bit of his stuff at the moment, listening to it as well. And in the first of the series, the Narnia's Tales, called The Magician's Nephew, where Aslan, the great lion, he actually sings the world into existence. And Lewis, I think, captures something of maybe what it was like. I've just got a section here I'd like to read you and for you to listen to or watch if you're on YouTube, but to listen to it. And the first character is Diggory, which is a little boy. Diggory had never seen such a sun. You could imagine that it laughed for joy as it came up. Imagine that, the sun laughing for joy as it comes up. And as its beams shot across the land, the travellers could see for the first time what sort of place they were in. It was a valley through which a broad, swift river wound its way, flowing eastward towards the sun. Southward there were mountains, northward there were lower hills, but it was a valley of mere earth, rock, and water. There was not a tree, not a bush, not a blade of grass to be seen. The earth was of many colours. They were fresh, hot, and vivid. They made you feel excited until you saw the singer himself, and then you forgot everything else. It was a lion, huge, shaggy, and bright. It stood facing the risen sun. Its mouth was wide open in song, and it was about 300 yards away. That's a little section from C.S. Lewis, The Magician's Nephew. You know, with the rise of the smartphone, audio has never ever been so easy to access. You know, I can get podcasts, audio books. You may well be listening to this on your smartphone. Music, lots of music at your fingertips. For me, as a personal habit, I generally listen to podcasts and non-fiction audiobooks in the morning, and in the afternoon, I listen to fiction. And I think listening to that fiction, the novels, which I average around about one novel a week, which, yeah, think about it, that's pretty good. I think helps me inform my non-fictional writing. And of course, most of what I listen to is absolutely totally free, and podcasts are free. And I've got a link in the blog post in the show notes to my particular podcast. If you haven't subscribed or followed me or subscribed on YouTube or followed on YouTube or subscribed on your podcast place, yeah, just click it now. And in the post, there's a link to the podcast. But I use Libby, which is you can access free fiction and non-fiction audiobooks. And Libby is worldwide and connects into your local public library. But why does this matter for our mental health? It's like, this seems a strange topic for you to be talking about, Barry. It seems quite different. Well, I've come to realize that for some, actually, probably for more than we probably realize, audio is the best way to receive information or words into the soul. Whether it is because of a dark blindness, and I know some of the subscribers to Turning the Page are blind, completely blind. Maybe it's kind of an impaired vision, they can't read easily, or maybe it's kind of that scrambled dyslexia vision where the words just sort of float around on the page, or other reading struggles. And perhaps that's meant that people have not done well at school, because it was all about reading. And being self-labeled as a dummy. They have not reached the academic levels others have found, but there still is a beauty and strength under all that. And wisdom needs to be nourished by audio to find its voice, to be encouraged and brought out. And it's a delight to see the audio of their soul to be sung out as clear as a bell rung, welcoming to people to worship. And over on the blog, which I'd encourage you to go and read, I've got a little video clip of last Sunday here in Clevedon, and our two vicars, semi-retired vicars, Trevor and Vivian, and our senior vicar, whatever you want to call her, she's away on sabbatical leave, and these two vicars are ringing the bell, and one of them is ringing it quite loudly and with a lot of joy, and it's a fun thing. And that sound, that audio sound, is going out into the countryside. There's something about audio, and I really want to encourage you to feed your mental health with good audio. Here's some quotes. They're all about music mostly, but here we go. When words fail, music speaks. Hans Christian Andersen. Music begins where the possibilities of language end. John Sibelius. It's hard to put into words the impact of the perfect lyric, melody, or contagious beat that moves you in an unexpected way. Authors, composers, and artists have tried, and here we've rounded up our favorite quotes that help to begin forming structure around such an unspoken universal force. Which are most meaningful to you? If you had to sum up the power of music and sound in one sentence, what would you say? A painter paints pictures on canvas, but musicians paint their pictures on silence. Well, that's nice, isn't it? Leopold Stokowski. Music expresses that which cannot be put into words, that which cannot remain silent. Victor Hugo. Music can name the unnameable and can communicate the unknowable. Leonard Bernstein. When the whole world is silent, even one voice becomes powerful. Malala Yousafzai. Music is the strongest act of communication among people, a gesture of friendship. The strongest is there. Malcolm Arnold. Music is organized sound, Ernard Burris. And funny how a melody sounds like a memory, Eric Church. So, some questions. How does audio interplay with your life? Two, where do you need to purposefully engage more audio, like podcasts, audiobooks, music, etc.? Number three, what is it like to listen to scripture being read to you, an orator that knows how to bring to the words depth in life? Here's an exercise. Close your eyes and listen. Listen to the audio of whatever is happening around you. Sounds mix and mingle with your attention. What are you hearing? What do you need to hear? Hey, send me an email. Love to hear from you. Or leave a comment wherever you're seeing this or listening to it. I always listen, look for those comments. And there's some links in the show notes down below that you may like to look into. But have a good week listening to audio.